Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline Hemrick. Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline is presented by XO Wellness, a healing practice using homeopathy, flower essence, and holistic life guidance for a happier, healthier you. Go to xowellness.com/healing room for 15% off your first consult, healing jewelry, or product. Well, hello there, my friends. So happy to be with you today. Super excited to tell you that my online course is finally going to be available for you this summer. So if you have not signed up for my newsletter, hop on over to evangelinehemrick.com so that you can receive my first online course, which is something that you can do at your own pace. And it's going to be all about energy awareness, how to raise your vibration, how to be really effective with meditation, and how to cultivate your own energy field, be aware of what you've got to work with in your energetic anatomy. So if you've ever been curious about, I want to know more about how I can raise my own vibration, or I can be sensitive to the vibes in a particular space, or protect my own vibration and keep my own energy up, or if you just want to learn how to meditate more, hop on over to evangelinehemrick.com, sign up for my newsletter, and if you do, you'll get my first online course for free. Boom, it's finally happening this summer. And I'll tell you, it took a lot longer than I ever thought it would because you guys have been growing through me through my whole technical learning curve of learning how to do all this stuff online when I've been such a hermit in my little treatment room, like a little cave for all these years. So as I'm re-emerging and peeking out onto the internet, thanks for being patient with me. And I'm very excited to offer you a lot of good stuff online. All right, let's get going. Today, we're going to talk about remote energy healing or distance healing. You may have heard it called before. And this might be something that intrigues you, or it might be something that you're very skeptical of. I know that I was. And I want to start out by telling you a little story that happened to me over 20 years ago when my friend coerced me into going to hear this spiritual healer, psychic kind of lady. And she's in the talk and she's talking about how she has these clients from all over the world and she can tune into their energy field and she can help them and assess what they need from what's going on with their energy and all this. And I was a massage therapist. I am skeptic by nature. Believe it or not, that might be surprising to some of you, but I am. I'm such a doubting Thomas and I'm such a prove it to me, hands-on kind of person. Yes, I know that's probably surprising to you, but I was sitting there and I was just in total disbelief of everything she was saying. So I raised my hand and I'm like, how do you know what's going on with these people when you're not even in the same location? I don't get it. And boy, she just shut me down so quickly. She looked at me and she had so much attitude. And she said, because I understand how energy works and you don't. Next question. It's just funny how life works, because I think that that interaction with her was very necessary to spark me and ignite a lot of interest in what she was talking about, because she made me so mad. And who would have ever thought at that point, as skeptical as I was about everything she was saying, who would have ever thought now I've done more distance energy healing than I can even count, countless sessions over all these years. I have clients all over the world, and I am intrigued and fascinated and excited to bring some information for you today that hopefully will empower you, that you can make a difference in the lives of not only people that are near and dear to your heart, but for everyone, for the planet, for specific situations and locations on planet Earth, you can actually make a difference. And we're a lot more connected than you might think. Even when miles separate our physical bodies, there is a lot of research and there's actually a lot of very, very fascinating information from a scientific perspective on how connected we all really are. So first of all, let's just talk about healing energy. What is it exactly? It's simple and complicated at the same time. It is that thing that you do when someone is in need of tenderness, when someone is hurting or suffering, and we reach out and we touch them. And there's something that happens between the exchange of energy in our energetic fields coming together. There's something that happens with touch, with intent, that creates a positive change. And that's as simple as it gets. A child that's hurt and the parent tenderly touches them, and for some reason they feel better. That's the electric intent connection that we have. That is energy healing at its finest, at its simplest. Energy healing can also be having a kind thought about someone, having a visualization, an intention, a prayer, an affirmation. A positive outcome can come from all of those things because we are connected. We are not disconnected from each other, no matter how many miles might be between us. And that is an extraordinary part of life that I love to explore. And if you want to totally geek out on this subject, I have a link for you in the show notes. If you check out Life Spa, that's the two words, L-I-F-E and S-P-A, lifespa.com has an incredible article called Distance Does Not Disconnect Us, Understanding Consciousness. This article has the most interesting studies, case studies that have been done, and from a very scientific perspective, how what happens to one of us affects us all. And this episode is dedicated to taking you and putting you back in the driver's seat and showing you that every positive thought you think, if you hold someone in your awareness and you visualize good things for them, for their body, for their health, for their relationships, for their finances, for anything at all you want, if there's a particular city that you feel like needs harmony and attention and peace to be brought to that particular location on the planet, when you focus your intention, when you actually take a moment to visualize the highest possible scenario about a person, place, or thing, or situation, or circumstance that you can, when you harness your intention in that way, it is extremely powerful. I've studied a lot of different ways to do distance energy healing, but I like to keep it really simple. When someone's starting out, I don't want anyone to feel like, oh, you have to do it in a particular way. Really, it's all about harnessing your intent.